Medical Group, family doctors are concerned with treating people, not just illness.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says it'll be sunny and pleasant today. Expect a high around 80. Ed'll have details on the weather in 5 minutes. After this hour's report of AM 580 News, here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Illinois Democrats descended upon Denver yesterday to commence convention festivities. Delegates say there's an air of excitement with native son Barack Obama as the party's nominee. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Former State Senator Denny Jacobs of Moline and other members of Illinois' delegation sip champagne at the Denver Hotel that will serve as their headquarters for the DNC. Jacobs says this is his fourth convention, and he says it's the best.
Because somebody we know, somebody we love, somebody we've, you know, played poker with. So, you know, it makes it a lot different.
Jacob's excitement is shared by many Illinois Democrats. The merry mood is a reprieve from the feuding that's come to encapsulate the party lately. House Speaker and Party Chairman Mike Madigan.
So far, everything's going well. Democrats are united, looking forward to November, looking forward to rejecting four more years of the Bush program.
Today will be a big day for Illinois, as a handful of top Democrats have been chosen to give speeches for the convention's opening night. From the DNC in Denver, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Meanwhile, Obama told a crowd at a campaign stop yesterday in Wisconsin they'll see he's just like them. Democrats are trying to target white voters, many of whom were so-called Hillary Democrats because they supported Hillary Rodham Clinton during the primaries. Obama's vice presidential choice of Senator Joe Biden was aimed at helping make inroads. Obama stressed Biden's roots in blue-collar Scranton, Pennsylvania. Obama was to head back to Chicago last night to work on his convention speech. Some Democrats are wondering why presidential candidate Barack Obama chose Delaware Senator Joe Biden for his running mate over Indiana Senator Evan Bayh. Indiana University, Purdue University at Indianapolis, political science professor Brian Vargas says Biden clearly has much more foreign policy and national security experience, an area that polls show Obama lagging in than Bayh. He also says Obama needs an attack dog, the sort of thing that Bayh isn't known for. Vargas says if Bayh continues to have eyes in the White House, he has to show himself as a more known and effective senator. But Indiana Democratic Chairman Dan Parker says the vice presidential selection process is given by national exposure as a leader, and that's bound to enhance his reputation. All colleges and universities in Illinois will have to have a campus violence prevention plan in place by next year. A new state law requires it. Jenna Dooley has more on how universities are finding ways to pay for increased security.
The law recently signed by the governor requires all campuses to have an emergency response plan. Many colleges and universities already have some procedures in place after deadly shootings at Virginia Tech and Northern Illinois University. Some of the ways to prevent campus violence have a high price tag. University of Illinois at Springfield Chancellor Richard Ringeisen says the school will install a PA system in all classrooms. It will allow administrators to alert students and staff in case of emergency. He says those efforts come out of the university's pocketbook, but he says safety is priority, whether or not the state chips in.
It would be pleasant if there were state funds that said you can do these things with it, but we know how things are with the state, and so we're doing what needs to be done, or at least we hope we are.
$25 million has been set aside for campus security funds in the proposed statewide construction plan touted by Governor Blagojevich. But differences between him and the legislature have held up that plan. I'm Jenna Dooley.
School districts in downstate Illinois are trying to recruit more minority teachers. In Champaign and Urbana, more than half of the students are minorities, but more than 80% of the teachers are white. In Danville, more than 40% of the students are black, but only 6% of teachers are black. Urbana's Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources, Gail Jeffries, said Urbana is offering tuition assistance, providing mentors to potential teachers, and expanding recruiting to places as far away as Louisiana. Champaign's efforts include paying for tuition and books used toward a teaching degree for some staff. Danville School Board President Randall Ashton says among the challenges they face in a competitive recruiting environment is finding minority teachers who want to come there. Illinois State Board of Education urges motorists to be cautious as school starts around the state. State's Education Superintendent Christopher Koch says drivers will soon be sharing the roadways with 2 million Illinois school children as the Labor Day weekend approaches. Koch says he wants local police to emphasize traffic safety. He says motorists need to pay attention to school buses and watch for students in the morning and afternoon as they walk to and from classes. Koch reminds students that the speed limit is 20 miles per hour in school zones and that drivers may not pass other vehicles in school zones. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
WILL weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35 and AM 580. Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at the weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Sunny and pleasant today. Sunny tomorrow, mostly sunny Wednesday. We're still into this pattern. We didn't get a lot of rain last week when we did have some around the area. But
yeah, we did not.
A few drops, but not a lot.
Not a lot at all. So it appears that the dry weather will continue. I'm looking at some new maps. It looks like maybe some thunderstorms now on Wednesday in Iowa.
Oh, okay.
But that's out that way. Eastern Nebraska, western Iowa, in a little bit west of central Iowa is where the Farm Progress Show is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I think in Boone, Iowa.
Yeah, and Todd Gleason will be broadcasting the closing market report each day from there this week. So.